The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Isn't it interesting that usually the people groups, not necessarily individual, but the people groups who continually say, we just want to be accepted, we just want to be like everybody else, we just want to be treated like everybody else, we don't want to be, we are tired of being treated differently. Just treat us like everybody else. Those people always want to be treated different. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Dateline, Gahanna, Ohio. And here's the headline. And I want to treat this compassionately, and I mean that sincerely, but in a balanced and truthful manner. Here's the headline today, Gahanna, Ohio. New Gahanna Jefferson BOE member, that would be Board of Education, believed to be the first openly trans public office holder in Ohio. Yeah, here's the story. It was a moment Dion Manley never knew he always wanted. He wasn't going to run for a seat on the Gahanna Jefferson Public School Board for Board of Education, not at first. And then he went on. I thought about it, and I thought, what it entailed, and given what's going on out in the world, I feel like now's the time for regular folks to step up, and I just couldn't say no. Just regular folks, just like anybody else, except he is transgender, which means that he is a biological female who is identifying as a male. And I have no idea what treatments he has received, surgery, hormones. I don't know. And I don't care. And I don't mean that in a cavalier manner. It just doesn't matter to me. The thing that matters to me is that this individual is a biological female. I hope I said that correctly earlier. A biological female that is now identifying as a male, saying, I just want to represent the regular folks. And then the rest of the article is all about how this individual is not just the regular folks. The first openly trans public office holder in the state of Ohio, and the article goes on and on and on about how unique, how unusual, how special this is. In other words, all of the talk about I just want to be like everybody else is just not true. She said, people here know that I'm transgender. I'm a great dad. And that's what they see, and that's what matters to them. Well, if this individual gave birth, and I don't know that they did. There's not enough in the article to clue me in on that. So I don't know. But I just know that this is a biological female who is now transgender and identifying as a male. I'm a great dad, and that's what they see, and that's what matters to them. And here's the thing that troubles me. And it is not that I don't have sympathy, compassion for this individual. We should have sympathy and compassion for everyone. Everyone. Especially if we follow Christ, we should have compassion, sympathy for everyone. But here's the part that troubles me. This brand new school board member says, I'm meeting with students who can identify with me. So again, the whole thing about I just want to be like everybody else and I'm the regular folks. This individual is seeking out students who are confused about their gender, who are confused about their sexuality. And again, I mean this in a completely compassionate way, but a truthful way. This individual is seeking out confused students. Students in the school district that are confused about their gender, and this individual wants to add to their confusion. And I think that's incredibly dangerous, and here's why. Now, I have no idea at what age this individual began transitioning to the opposite gender. I have no idea. Again, the story doesn't tell me. But here's what I do know, and these are the facts, the indisputable facts of children who believe that they are transgender, of children who are confused about their sexuality, of children who believe that they are trans. Upwards of 80% of those kids, those young people, will revert back to their biological gender if they are just left alone and helped with their confusion. And by all means, if they do not go through hormone treatment, sexual reassignment surgery, and so forth. About 80%. So if this school board member is meeting with 12-year-olds who are confused about their gender and saying, hey, I was confused as well, and I transitioned, and I'm really happy. Look at me. I was a female, but now I'm a male, and I'm happier now as a male than I was as a female. Those children are going to be encouraged to make a decision as a minor that they would probably regret as an adult. Now, and again, it's not, well, you hate trans people. No, no, I don't. I love kids. I love people. And again, the settled science is don't allow children to transition. Help them, encourage them, help them with their confusion. And then when they are an adult, if they still believe, well, that's different. But don't encourage children to transition. So I fear that the good folks of the good Gahanna Jefferson School District are feeling really proud. Look who we elected. I'm afraid it's going to be harmful to children. That's my personal feeling, but it's true. All right. You agree, disagree, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. And again, it's not about who do you care about, do you have compassion, that's not the issue. If we want to talk about the science, then let's talk about the science. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I think long and hard about dealing with the issues such as the one I did just before the break, because we who are followers of Christ are constantly walking the fine line between standing for truth and not being ashamed of it, speaking forcefully and today courageously the truth about gender, sexuality, marriage, etc. Biblical truth, God's truth, while at the same time speaking the truth in love. We cannot forget that aspect of the love of Christ. And we who are conservative, Bible-believing evangelicals, sometimes we're a little thin on the love aspect, and we can't be. But there are others who are really thin on the truth aspect. We can't offend anybody. We don't want to offend anyone. And I'm reminded as I go through Scripture, Joy and I are reading through the New Testament again in the next 3 months. We did that last year at the encouragement of our home church, and we're doing it again. And then in my personal devotions, I am reading through, and I just happen to be in 2 Corinthians right now. And you cannot read the Gospels objectively and not realize if we speak the truth, not everybody's going to like us. If you have read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you realize how many times Jesus sat his disciples down, especially as he got closer to the crucifixion. It became more common. The closer he got to the cross, the more often Jesus sat the disciples down and said, "Hey, listen, guys. Not everybody's going to like you. In fact, a whole lot of people are going to hate you. They're going to hate you so much because you follow me and what I taught you. They're going to hate you so much that they honestly will believe that they're doing the world a service by killing you." Jesus warned them, "You will be persecuted. Some of you will be killed." And he told them, you cannot be a friend of the world. And this is this balance that we must strive to achieve. And that's why I get so concerned about those in the evangelical community that are only concerned Jesus' love, Jesus' grace, Jesus' merciful, and he is all of those things. But that's only half of the message. Jesus also warned about sin. Jesus talked about hell and hell fire. Jesus talked about the judgment of God. And the gospel is not just that God loves us, Jesus loves us, Jesus demonstrated his love on the cross. That is not all of the gospel. The other half of the gospel is the bad news. Sin has separated us from God, and sin has condemned us to an eternity without God, and sin must be paid for. We can either accept the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ so that he will pay for our sin, or we will pay for it ourselves. And so when we talk about these issues of gender, transgenderism, homosexuality, lesbianism, binary, this and that, when we talk about these issues and marriage, one man, one woman, in a committed lifetime relationship, when we talk about these things, we must do so bravely, courageously, without compromise, without fear. We must speak the truth. God has a plan for gender and sexuality. God created them, male and female created he them. That was God's plan. That was God's desire.
Well, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality.
Oh, yes, he did. What New Testament are you reading? Jesus talked about marriage between a man and a woman on more than one occasion. But we must do so with the love of Christ. We must do so with the love of Christ. So on one hand, one extreme, the unbiblically ungodly satanic God hates fags extreme. And then the other extreme, well, God really doesn't care. He just loves everybody, and so he doesn't care. Both demonic extremes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.